We are now looking at Caister Castle, of continental design, one of the first buildings in the county to be built of brick. The great tower was built to provide a view towards Yarmouth and possible attacks from the French. We greatly fear an invasion from the sea with the long years of war with France. However, we have had much more bother from local landlords, especially the Duke of Norfolk. As it is now 1467, my mother has just moved to her house in Norwich, and my brother, John the Younger, is now in residence in Caister Castle, ready to defend it from rival claimants, and build more defences in case of attack. Yet our older brother, John the Second, remains in London. Yes, I have two brothers called John. It is a bit confusing, really. It is quite frustrating for my younger brother here in Norfolk, trying to protect the Paston estates while our older brother is more occupied with his position at court, his courtly tournaments and pursuit of jousting, not to mention his mistresses, rather than protecting his land at home.
Sir, whereas it pleases you to wish that I had been at Eltham at a tourney because of the spectacle that was there, but by my troth, I had rather see you once in Caister Hall than see as many king's tourneys as might be between Eltham and London.
There is little help for us provided by Sir John the Second, and in spite of Margaret's pleading and John the Younger's urging, the storm continues to rise without any sign of it being abated.
I marvel greatly that you send me no word how you do, for your enemies begin to grow right bold, and that puts your friends in fear and doubt. Therefore arrange that they may have some comfort, so that they be not discouraged, for if we lose our friends, it will be hard in this troublous world to get them back.
Soon enough, the battle for Caister Castle was upon us. It is rumoured that the Duke of Norfolk has 4,000 men. God save us, for we have only 30. Oh, I hear them coming. Take cover, quick!
Mother, we stand in great jeopardy at Caister. Two are dead, and others badly hurt, and gunpowder and arrows are lacking. The place is badly broken down by the guns of the other party, so that unless they have hasty help, they are likely to lose both their lives and the place.
What a cruel day, with guns fired at the castle. My mother writes in haste to Sir John about the plight of his brother and all at Caister.
I greet you well, letting you know that your brother and his fellowship stand in great jeopardy at Caister and lack victual. And the place is sore broken by the guns of the other party, so that, unless they have hasty help, they are like to lose both their lives and the place to the greatest rebuke to you that ever came to any gentleman. For every man in this country marvels greatly that you suffer them to be so long in such great jeopardy without help or other remedy.
So, despite our pleas, John the Elder denies that there is any battle. It is little wonder we are lost with such jeopardy before us and without help or other remedy from the head of the household, John the Second. My younger brother John breaks the dreadful news in a letter.
We were forced to surrender Caister Castle. We were sore lacking in victuals, gunpowder, and men's hearts, and lack of certainty of rescue drove us to the treaty. If my brother had not been hasty, the Duke of Norfolk's wife would tire of the whole affair and the king would grant our claim. But my brother was hasty and brought this battle and bloodshed upon us.
It was a sad day when we lost Caister Castle. It would take many years before we managed to regain it from the Duke of Norfolk's widow. Then we had to sell it in the 17th century due to waning funds. Let us move from this place. Follow the trail to meet me at the site of my mother's house, and I'll tell you about another battle of the Pastons. But this one is of just plain stubbornness. Press pause and continue following the map to Mortby Hall.